Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Danielle Coleman. I am looking to get a home health care provider.
Okay. Is this for yourself or someone you know?
This is for me.
Okay. And have you ever had services in the past, or would this be your first time applying?
This would be my first time.
Got it. And your first and last name?
It is Danielle Coleman.
Coleman? C-O-L-E-M-A-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Coleman, a good number to reach you?
It's 573-941-9474.
In what county do you reside in?
Boone County.
Okay. Do you have someone in mind to take care of you, friend, family, trusted loved one?
Yeah. So I have my son who is currently home health care provider, and then I also have my sister-in-law who is also currently a home health care provider.
How many hours a week do you have?
I don't know. So I have no idea.
Okay. What's your son's first and last name?
It's Austin Grace.
A good number to reach him so we could send him the hiring application?
It is this number, actually.
And the next person that you're going to be assigning to your care?
Taisha Brimage.
Can you spell her name for accuracy?
Yeah, it's T-Y-H-E-S-I-A.
Okay,
and then Brimage is B-R-I, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, A-G-E.
And a good number to reach her?
You know what? I don't think I have her phone number saved.
I'll just put her down as the secondary aide. Once you get the information, you just call me back with it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently on services right now? Is your son getting paid to take care of you?
No. Uh-uh.
So you've never been on services?
I'm just now applying. So I was waiting to get better. I was waiting to get better and never did. So.
Okay. All right. What are your disabilities?
I just had a bilateral pulmonary embolism. I have a DVT in my left leg, kidney failure, and heart failure.
What's your date of birth, Ms. Daniel?
It's January 16th, 1989.
And your home address?
1111 East South Elizabeth Street.
City and state?
Apartment 2, Columbia, Missouri, 65202.
65202 Columbia, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And give me your Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN, or for your MoHealthNet card.
Okay, it is 241 0-9789.
I need your MoHealth number or for your Missouri MoHealthNet card. That's
okay,
an eight-digit number
it.
Or for MoHealth.
All right. The member ID?
Yep. On your MoHealth card.
Okay. It's
133-43-0607. Where are you reading that off of?
On my insurance card, it says member ID number,
right.
Group
so
number, MoHealth.
Right. I need the MoHealthNet. Do you have your physical MoHealthNet card?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, I need the 8-digit number on it. It's 8 digits. You've given me 9 digits.
Okay.
Take your time.
I'm not seeing an 8-digit number. I see a member ID, a health plan number, and a DCN number.
DCN number.
Okay, my DCN number is 241-09789.
That's it. That's the number. Okay, give me 1 second while I look up the eligibility codes for it, okay? Give me 1 second. All right, so I'm going to go over the information, okay? I'm going to need you to get a notepad out, notebook, notepad, somewhere where you could reference back to this material because we're going to need it in the future, okay? Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So the agency that's going to hire your son and assist you on to services is Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-U-X-E. The phone number is 314-501-2508.
All right. One more time with the phone number.
Yep. 314-501-2508.
Okay.
And my name is Jasmine.
Awesome. Awesome, Jasmine. So do I just reach out to them?
No. I'm Deluxe Home Care. I'm going to be assisting you. I just need you to have this information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to prep you before we call the state, but I need to see if all the codes are in the system right now. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a reverse lookup to get all your information. 1 second.
Okay.
And Danielle is D-A-N-I-E-L, right?
D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. And also, I'm a home healthcare worker, so I kind of know the probably the prep work you're talking about.
You know how to answer all the questions for the assessment?
I do. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I've helped lots of clients with this. Unfortunately, I'm the client now. So.
Well, if you've helped a lot of people, you deserve a little help yourself.
Amen.
So you're still registered on the 1612 North Providence, apartment 244. So when we get online, you might want them to update that information. Also, your phone number, the phone number that they have on file is the one you're calling me from now, so that's good. And you do have the eligibility codes to submit the referral. Although that might change once we call the state if you have a spend down. Do you know if you have a spend down?
I have no idea.
Okay, so they're going to tell you that, all right? But let me. Okay. I'm going to prep you for the call, okay? So good afternoon. My name is Ms. Coleman. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I am in need of the CDS program. Write that acronym down. You know what CDS stands for, right?
No.
It's the Consumer Direct Support that allows you to be your son's pay, the employer. It allows you to hire your friend, family, or trusted loved one. That's the CDS program. That's the program that we're asking the state to give you.
Okay.
Once they've confirmed who you are and they've made the necessary changes to your address, again, they're going to ask you what can they help you with. You're going to tell them that you're applying for the CDS program.
Okay.
This request is going to average anywhere between 10 to 15 business days before it even gets assigned to a state specialist. The specialist then is going to come into your home and they're going to do what's called a physical assessment. That is when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get.
Okay.
So they're going to ask you if you have any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, dangerous animals, any contagious, infectious diseases, any gang-related activities in or outside of your home. The answer is no to all of that. All right?
Yes.
They're going to ask you what provider have you chosen to work with. Provider is just another word for agency. You're going to tell them Deluxe Home Care, and you're going to give them my information I just had you write down.
Awesome.
Okay. They're going to ask you for your disabilities, Danielle. Disabilities are things you've been clinically, medically diagnosed with. So, for example, the ones you listed earlier. Okay. If you don't remember any, or if you don't remember most, or if you miss any, it's okay because the data, the assessment, you have more than enough time, you know, to add anything. If any new disabilities do occur from here to there, which we hope that it doesn't, then you can add those as well. All right?
Okay.
All right. Do you know what scores the highest in the assessment when they come out to visit you?
No.
Right. So anything hands-on, okay? So I'm going to prep you. So anything hands-on means physical on your body. Bathing,
yeah,
dressing,
so like
grooming.
Needing a help with shower,
dressing,
grooming.
Bathing, grooming,
yep,
all of that, all right? Doing your hair, doing your nails, tying your shoelaces, putting on your socks, taking off your sneakers, all of that is considered personal care. If you do not answer yes to that, you will not score high enough and you will not get home care, all right? Because in the state of Missouri, they're looking at a state of level that equal to someone that's been accepted into a nursing home facility. Not that you need to be there,
right,
but that's the criteria. That's what they're looking for, okay? So we need to show that on the worst of your days, not when you're waking up feeling fabulous, on the worst of your days, how do you do things? That's what they're looking at, okay? So that's what we want to
see. Yeah, well, I seriously do need help with a majority of all those, so.
Okay. Now, they're going to ask you if you need any errands run. The answer is yes to that because you're going to need your son to run errands for you. They're going to ask you if you need dishes done. The answer is yes to that. Cooking, meal prepping, laundry. Yes to all of that. If you choose to do Meals on Wheels program, your son will not get paid to run errands to the grocery store, do dishes, or prep your meals because you're getting disposable meals in a container. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I have small children anyway, so going to the grocery store is mandatory.
Okay. Also, they're going to ask you if you need a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals once a week and or sort your meds. If you do that, she is a mandated reporter. She will be in your home once a week. I don't know if you're comfortable with that. If you don't need a nurse to come out and check your vitals, you simply not at this time. If you do feel in the future that you're going to need somebody to come out and check your vitals, we can always call and add that to the care plan. Okay?
All right. Awesome.
They're going to ask you if you want to engage in a social daycare where like-minded people gather, adults. It's like an adult daycare where you go and, you know, you meet, socialize with other people. If it's something that piques your interest, great. Just keep in mind that your son will not get paid to do anything for you that day that you attend social daycare because all your needs are being met at the social daycare, all right?
Yeah, cool.
So if you don't need it, not at this time, all right?
Yeah.
These are all services they're going to offer that you can always add them later on if you like, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, is there anything that I'm missing, anything that you want to go over? Because I'm going to be putting this. Let me see if I can do it through this phone. I'm having issues with my phone lines today. Let me see. Cannot. All right. It's not allowing me to do the transfer call. I don't know. My phone has been off today, but I'm going to give you the number. And you've been prepped for the call. So So all you're going to do is call, prompt in your Medicaid ID, wait for a specialist to get on the line. Once they get on the line, you're going to introduce yourself, let them know that you're in need of the CDS program. You only answer questions you're asked, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I want you to call me back and tell me what they told you so that I can transfer this call. Damn it, I'm not going to be able to transfer. But anyway, transfer, I'm going to try to give you Becky's number so she could get your son's application out the way, okay?
All right, awesome. Sounds great.
All right, Ms. Daniel, welcome to Deluxe Home Care. I'm going to give you about 10 minutes. If you don't call me back, then I'm assuming you're still on the line, then I'll give you some time to finish. You either call me back at the 314-501-2508 number, or I'll call you back, okay? So we could get your son's application out the way. All right. Good luck. Give me a call when you're done.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, wait. I didn't give you the number.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were transferring me. My bad.
No, I would have loved to, because then I know exactly how to get you onto the line, but unfortunately, my phone is acting up. Let me see. I'm going to give you, you in Boone County. All right, let's do 573-290-5781.
Okay, it's 573-290-5781.
You got it.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
All right,
Desmond. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Call me right back.
All right, yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye.